We've been going through a recent series, and if you've been here for the other messages, you know that this has nothing to do with the series we're in. So I apologize. We'll come back to that at a later date. But in honor of the 1 year and in honor of having a really short message, I couldn't do the one I had planned. So we're going to go with something else tonight. And let me, if you would time me. Yeah, I got to be done in 5 minutes because I want to leave 10 for Rob to come up and lead us in communion. So God is looking for you. That is our 1 year message tonight. Before we get into that, let's take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I have a hard time sometimes even wrapping my mind around, let alone my heart, Lord, how intense your love is for me and for us. Father, I just pray that in this very brief message, that your Holy Spirit would just give us a fresh experience of your love, that you would help us to have a clearer vision, Lord, for how you love people in the community through us, in the community you've placed us in. Father, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus and how you poured out your love for us, Lord, by that example and made a way for us to come to you. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would help us to not only receive that, but understand the need to set our feet toward the mission you've given us. God, that we would understand that your great love needs to go to others through us. In Jesus' name, amen. God is looking for you. And if you have your bulletin, really quick, because I'm not going to linger long, so if you want to write any notes. God is looking for people compelled by love to join him in his mission by taking his love into their community. God is looking for you. Do you love people where God has placed you? Whether that's Little Rock or Galveston or Rocheville or Kokomo, wherever you are you loving the people around you? Do you have a heart for the community where you are occupying a zip code or an area code such that those that maybe at first glance you would look at and think, wow, that person is really quirky, that person's kind of misguided, that person is really a mess, you know? A lot of times I'm looking in the mirror when I say that. You know, that person just seems so broken or needy or whatever. But, you know, God has put us exactly where we are to love exactly those people. God is a God of intentionality. And so wherever you are, whatever success looks like living where you are, part of it is reaching those around you with the love of God. So who is your heart with? Is it for the people around you? Do you love your city, the people of your city, like a missionary? Missionary understands that you are in that place for a purpose, and you are where God has placed you for such a time as this, to reach those around you, not just to enjoy the cool things in your community. There's always a lot of amenities, maybe, or activities, things you could do, different pleasures, different goods you could consume, but that's not why God put you where you are. David Livingstone was a medical pioneer many years ago and explored in Africa and was known as a hero. One of my favorite David Livingstone quotes, which really doesn't have a lot to do with this message, but I'm going to share it anyway because I love it. If you have men who will only come if they know there's a good road, I don't want them. I want men that will come when there is no road at all. I love that. But here we'll get to what he had to say that's more connected with this. He said that he looked, and this is speaking of Africa, when he looked at the African continent, when he went there, he looked beyond himself and he could see the smoke rising from 1,000 villages that no missionary had ever set foot in before. The gospel had never been there. The name above every name had never been spoken in those places. It was completely unknown. No one cherished the name of Jesus in these places. And he said, I am compelled by the love of Christ. I must go to these people and share the gospel. The love of God is for a broken planet populated by people who are in rebellion. We are part of a rebellious race. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God's love is relentless and furious and powerful, and it comes to us because of his Son that offered his life on the cross to save us. Octavius Winslow, he was a preacher a couple hundred years ago, and he said, who delivered up Jesus to die? Not Judas for money, not Pilate out of fear, not the Jews because of envy, but the Father, the Heavenly Father, because of love. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And our second and final point of the message tonight, God is looking for people compelled by his love to join him in his mission by taking his forgiveness into their community. God is looking for you. Jesus paid my sin debt 100%. He paid your sin debt 100%, every sin. Everything you've done so far, everything you did today that you don't want to think about right now, everything that you're going to do tomorrow, Jesus paid it all. But sometimes we need to stop and say, who am I forgiving to that extent or not? Who is it that I'm holding something against? That forgiveness that's flowing into me needs to flow out of towards them so that I can forgive like the Father forgives. The Lord wants us to ask for and receive daily not only his grace, but he wants us to receive that forgiveness, that inflow of forgiveness into our lives. For that to happen unhindered, though, we can't be like a Dead Sea where it just flows in and never goes out. For us to have a fullness of God's grace and a fullness of God's forgiveness, it has to be more like a river of grace so that it flows in and freely, unhindered, flows out into the lives of people around us. So who do we need to forgive? We need to forgive, and this is tough, and I know this is tough, but I believe this is what Scripture teaches. We need to forgive everyone. Everyone. Everything. Now. That's what Jesus does. That's the example we have. There's nothing he's holding against you. It was all paid on the cross. And if he's forgiven us in that way, and we are now sons of the Father and daughters of the Father, we must also forgive the same way. We must forgive everyone. Everything. Now. How did I do on my time? Okay. Well, that's the message for tonight. That's the second shortest message I know of. Steve Sherwood had a shorter one. I'll share that with you sometime. But I can go ahead and preach Steve's sermon. He gave it at the Great Bank one time. He said, "Sin is bad. Stop doing it," and walked off the stage. And that was the whole message, which I think is one of the greatest, most profound messages ever. That's why he's one of my mentors. He's awesome. Pastor Rob, if you would come up, please, and invite us to communion. Would you like a mic?